A Trip Around Columbus.
Clintonville is one of the most diverse communities in Central Ohio. People of different ages and backgrounds living and working together in one neighborhood. Clintonville has been home to a famous Indian, an amusement park, a rose garden, and at one time, the Columbus Zoo. Clintonville gets its roots from the development of Clinton Township around 1800, which was named after Vice President George Clinton. Among the early pioneers in Clintonville was Thomas Bull, a minister who purchased land from John Rathbone, who was a Revolutionary War veteran. There are a number of streets in Clintonville that were named for early settlers to the Clintonville area. Among the street names, Chase, Weisheimer, Wetmore, Aldrich, Brevoort, Webster, Ingham, Schreier, Cook, Richards, and Henderson. One of the most notable residents was Bill Moose, born to one of the Wyandotte families. He remained in Clintonville after the Wyandotte Indians were relocated to Kansas in the 1840s. Bill Moose roamed the woods and ravines of Clintonville, hunting, trapping, and gardening, and becoming friends with everyone he met. He lived in a shack near the railroad lines near Morse Road. What is now High Street has been called several names through the years. The earliest version was Worthington Plank Road, which later became the Columbus-Worthington Turnpike and the Columbus-Delaware-Marion Pike. In 1847, the U.S. Post Office employed a postmaster to open a post office in the center of Clinton Township near the corner of Oakland Park Avenue and the former Sandusky Turnpike, a plank-covered toll road that we today know as High Street. The post office was designated as Clintonville, recognizing the center of the township and the hamlet of a few dozen homesteads. Olentangy Park put Clintonville on the map at the turn of the 20th century, as the Dusenberry brothers, Joseph and William, had a vision to make it a destination. The park included rides, a concert theater, a dance hall, and so much more. The dance hall was actually located in two different municipalities, and at midnight, the dancers moved to the Franklin County part of the dance floor. In the 1920s, there were community picnics on the 4th of July, which was a forefather to the current Clintonville July 4th celebration at Whetstone Park. In 1905, the Columbus Zoo was founded on the land of the summer home of Joseph Jeffrey on 21 acres. There were rides, picnic grounds, a merry-go-round hall, a billiard hall, and a dance pavilion. The original gate on Beechwold Boulevard is all that remains of the original zoo. Residents adopted the names Clintonville and Beechwold to designate their local neighborhoods. The southern part of Clintonville had its drugstores, groceries, banks, hardware stores, auto service stations, churches, and theater. The northern area had its own business clustering as well. Nearly a mile of residences lined up High Street in between, including the Fuller Farm, which was on the site of Whetstone Park, as well as the Indian Springs Golf Course. In the 1950s, the Park of Roses opened at Whetstone Park, and from 1954 to 1974, the American Rose Society was located there with the Maid of Roses pageant in the park. In the 1950s, Graceland Shopping Center opened, getting its name from the female companion of a notable gambler. And the Ohio School for the Blind and the Ohio School for the Deaf moved from downtown Columbus to the Clintonville area in the early 1950s as well. Today, Clintonville is home to a diverse population of people in Columbus who are active and involved in the Columbus community.
This has been A Trip Around Columbus.